5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I have no idea what is in store for us for today's episode because we are opening up the Chris vs. the People phone lines and having y'all call in with a secret or some hot tea that you might have, and we're going to hear all about it. So now before we get to some calls, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. We do video episodes up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople. And then if you didn't know, every week we do a Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, and it's just where things get really uncensored, if you catch my gist. Like, I mean, no, I'm not not that much of a gist, you know, but you know, yeah. It's just fun and it gets a little rowdy and we can be a little naughtier than we would be on YouTube. It's just a fun ass time. But with that being said, let's open these phone lines up and hear some secrets. Alrighty, we have our first caller. Hello and welcome to Chris vs. the People. What secret do you have for us today?
Actually, can I give you an option?
Sure. Ooh, I love options.
You said secret or tea, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want the tea of my ex-best friend or my baby daddy?
Oh, which one's better? I mean, like, tell...
I mean, I feel like they're both pretty rough.
Which one's, like, funnier?
Probably ex-best friend. It's, like, ironically funny.
Okay, let's do ex-best friend. You know, let's hear about some... I'm watching Traitors this season, so I feel like this is right aligned with where my mind is at.
Is it good? I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Traitors?
No.
Oh my God.
Should I?
Oh my God. Yes. I mean, like, listen, it's okay. I mean, listen, they're not paying for any seconds on this thing, but oh my God, my dream is to go on Traitors. Okay. So what's the tea with your ex-best friend?
Okay. So she had actually called my mom. This was like 2 or 3 years ago at this point.
Okay.
And she told my mom that she thought I was a raging alcoholic and a horrible mother, and that she was going to school to be like a, oh my God, was it like a social worker or something like that? I don't even fucking remember. And she said basically within like X amount of time span that she was going to have to legally report me for being such a bad mom and all these things. Mind you, for background context, me being an alcoholic, was me and my friends watched Dancing with the Stars every week live. We're big fans.
Listen, as American citizens are entitled to...
We're not entitled to much, but...
No, but Dancing with the Stars, we've got that one on lock. I don't see that right going anywhere.
Right. And we were having a bigger party than normal because our coworkers had caught on to the fact that, like, we were really into it.
Girl, you don't have to, like, make an excuse for why you wanted to fucking watch Dancing with the Stars and take a little sippity sip. I mean... As long as none of y'all drove home, who the fuck gives a shit what goes on at this party? Sorry, I'm like already defensive of this. I'm like, don't you dare fuck with my girl.
I'll die right now. Stop it. So I posted 3 big bottles of wine on my Snapchat story, and I said something like, happy Tuesday, something fucking stupid. Mind you, it's going to be split between like 8 people. That's fucking nothing in the grand scheme of how many people were supposed to be here. She assumed that I was drinking all 3 of those bottles by myself.
And you know what? Even if you were, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Okay? I did that quite a bit in college, and look how I turned out. Or maybe don't, now that I say that out loud.
You turned out fantastic. Well, and so sure. She goes, calls my fucking mom, tells her I'm a raging alcoholic, that CPS needs to get involved.
Wait, so the Dancing with the Stars Snapchat is what caused your, at the time, best friend to call your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Was she, like, close like that with your mom? Like, was that something she could do, is just, like, call her up?
No, she asked one of our other friends for my mom's phone number.
Oh, honey. So homegirl got your mom's number from someone else, mm-hmm. called her, to tell her that she's a bad mom?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I dream of having balls that big one day. I mean, holy shit.
She also thought that my child was behind in her education. She wasn't even in school yet. She was going to school the next year.
Dude, people love to talk shit about, like, newborns and infants and stuff. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I've said a joke or two at the expense of a toddler, but to rag on them developmentally is insane behavior.
But wait, you haven't even heard the ironic part.
Oh no.
Are you ready? This is where the hot tea comes in. That was the background context.
Okay, where's the real, what? When the background is like a standalone movie, I'm like, wow, okay, we've got something here. We've got a sequel.
Obviously, I don't speak to her at this point in my life. However, she does still know people that I know. So through the grapevine, I was told last winter, you live on East Coast, you know that cold days and snowy days are no fucking joke. Her child, who was just freshly 2 years old, had broken out of her house while she was asleep. She has bells on her front door and did not hear the bells. He got through the first door, down the stairs, out the second door. She lives on like a main road of her town. And he was wandering around her town for over 45 minutes that we know of.
I mean,
nothing but a diaper, and it had just snowed.
I can't blame the kid. If that was my mom, I'd run away too. I mean, like, it would be like Hairspray all over. It'd be like, do you hear the bells? Or whatever that is. That even from Hairspray? What is that from?
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Oh, okay.
Either way, I hear the song in my head, so okay. I'm going to go with you're right.
Period. Thank you so much. Two faggots just struggling to name that musical. Wow. So how did you find out that her child was just like out there roaming?
We were in a friend group, and the other mutual friend of ours was dating their town's cop. They live in the same town. She was dating the town's cop, and he had called her, and he was like, hey, like, I think this is your friend's kid. Does this address sound familiar?
He's like, this kid I found didn't have a collar with a number on it.
Right.
But do you know it? It's chilling downtown.
So she had to confirm she wasn't allowed to go get the kid because it's not technically her child, even though she knew him. And there was just a bunch of strangers standing around. He was like a block and a half away from home. Somebody gave him like a random t-shirt to be in because all he had is a fucking diaper. He's barefoot, no socks, no, like, nothing but a diaper playing in the snow.
You better fucking drag her, son. Brr.
She actually, on her other child, has a restraining order. Like, her 6-year-old, 7-year-old child, however fucking old that kid is, has a restraining order filed against her current husband, who she lied to everybody and said that she was divorced from.
No, I mean,
because, okay,
here's
daddy,
like,
from the first one.
The gag is the people who are throwing such big stones,
right,
are throwing it from such a big glass house. Like, the people, that is like projection 101. Like, that is someone who feels so insecure in their life that they need, in their mind, to formulate some narrative to help them sleep at night. Wow, you dodged a bullet. I mean, you did catch some strays, but overall, I'd say, do you feel better off without them?
Oh, 1,000%. Our friend group has, like, close to no drama at this point, ever since that person has been, like, removed from the island. It took a while to get there. I mean,
but you got there, and that's the important part.
Right. Right.
Wait, this was so fun. Thank you for the tea on your ex-best friend. I will say, I might call you back on the after show to hear about the baby daddy, because ears are perked. I love whatever little fucked up town you live in.
A really fucked up one. Really fucked
no,
up
it
one.
Sounds
it's
it.
A movie from beginning to end.
That is so fucking funny. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a good rest of your day. I'll talk to you on the after show.
You too. Love you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Chris.
Wow, that is like literally the exact kind of tea I live for. It is so petty in the best way possible. And on that note, we are getting our next caller. Hello and welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
Good. How are you? Excited to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. What secrets you got for us?
Okay, so I didn't really have a lot. I really had to think about this, but I did remember that whenever I was in middle school, I was a little bit of a catfish.
Well,
I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, like, I think we'd all be lying to say we weren't catfishes in middle school. Like, middle school, like, people say, like, you have till 18 to become, like, an adult and have repercussions. It's like, no, like, the end of middle school is sort of the last time you can do some dumb shit. Who did you catfish?
Okay, so I'm a 2001 baby, so...
Ugh, don't ever start a story like that again. That, like, almost made me have, like, a DJT stroke. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, baby, with Fetty Wap getting released recently, I felt like having a stroke as well. It's been a whirlwind of a month.
No, it's really scary what's happening, just in all sorts of ways. Okay, so you're a 2001 baby, which you don't need to say again.
Yeah, and we were doing that whole thing on Instagram where we would pretend to be like little Tumblr accounts or whatever. And I was doing that. And I ended up getting a okay amount of followers, some from the area, some not at all. And I decided that it would be a good idea to follow some of the bullies that I had and try to talk to them as if I was just some famous creator. I needed to know the tea.
So you were bullying for good.
I think so. I would have to agree. Yes.
I feel like that's okay. You know, like, I know that you're supposed to, like, take the higher road, but, like, sometimes you need to just get high and then figure out the rest. Like, I don't think the high road is for everyone or for every moment, just for the record.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I did find out why I was being bullied. And I didn't necessarily, like, put an end to it or anything because I didn't want to expose myself, right?
No, you couldn't.
No. So I would just kind of be like, oh, well, you guys know that girl. She's kind of cool. Like, she seems really pretty. Do you guys know anything about her? I was such a loser. Like, it was so bad.
But did you also bully them or just, like, brag about yourself from a separate account?
I think I was just bragging about myself.
And listen, there's no judgment. What a great fucking tactic to give yourself some street cred. Like, I applaud the hustle.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that.
Did you have a crush on one of the bullies or something?
I was very upset. I went to, like, an art school, right? A very small art school.
Okay.
So for me to be bullied, I was like not a part of things because of that. And I wanted to know why. And I feel like that was like my only way of finding out. And I don't know. I was like chronically online at a very early age. So with watching shows and things like that, I was like, I know what to do. I'm going to play spy.
Well, did you find out why they were bullying you?
Yeah, they didn't like me because I came from a neighborhood that was not known as the fanciest or the best.
Not socioeconomic bullying.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it like that because, like, we were all kids. We probably didn't know much better, but it was definitely along those lines. Like, kids were not allowed to come over and sleep over at mine or anything.
Damn, that is fucked up.
No, it was definitely a little bit messed up. Now that I'm looking at it, I'd be like, if that happened to my kid, I'd want to beat some parents' asses.
Oh, my God. I mean, it would be more than the parents whose ass was getting beat. I mean,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. That is insane. And also, like...
And kids are brutal.
I was going to say, like, is that what kids are bullying with these days? Jesus Christ.
I mean, honestly, it made me feel a little bit better because at least I knew I wasn't ugly.
Clock that tea, honeybee.
I was like, got it. So I'm just poor. I'm not ugly. Got it.
I don't mean to laugh, but the way you said that was so funny.
No, it's real. A lot of kids go through it and everything. So I'm glad that I was able to, like, at least find out.
100%. And I think it's pretty genius the way you found out, honestly. Like, I'm not saying, like, I condone catfishing, although I think Nev probably does endorse it, so he has a show. But
right.
I also did it for much dumber reasons. So, like, I feel like you're totally fine. And I didn't even front behind a Tumblr account. Like, I wasn't posting cool shit. I made a MySpace, and I found somebody's pictures from Flickr, which you probably don't even know what that is. And
no, I do.
Oh, excuse me, Miss 2001. But
yeah.
We've all been there, and if you haven't, well, good for you. Shut the fuck up, and no one cares. You were better than us. Congrats.
It's the trauma that built us all to be this strong.
You know what? Hell yeah. Let's go with that delusional motto.
And we have to. I mean, that's how the greats make it.
That's how all the greats make it. Now I feel like we're in, like, a 90s sitcom. I don't know what's happening. But thank you so much for sharing and telling us this little secret, you devious bitch.
It's all I had.
No, but, like, these are, like, the kind of harmless stories that I love to hear about. Like, it doesn't really affect me. It doesn't really affect anyone anymore. And, like, how fun, you know? It was relatable. It was semi-wholesome. There was no incest. So, like, right there alone, it's already, like, better than most of the dumpster fire I hear on the show.
And it is crazy because I am from Florida, so I do have a lot to say, but this was, I couldn't really think of much.
And honestly, let's call that a Florida blessing.
Right.
You're making it out alive. I see that for your future.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you for being on today's episode. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I hope you have a very amazing and elevated afternoon.
Oh, honey, you best believe I'm already on the way. Amen.
There we go. Amen. Praise
him. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. I don't know why I was nervous about doing, like, the open phone thing, because it always is so funny. Although that one episode we did where I was like, what's the worst thing you've called someone? And everybody was like, stupid. And I was like, what? That threw me for a little bit of a loop. But also, I forgot to mention, if you want to be in a future episode of Chris vs. the People, the link to fill out a form is down in the description of every episode. If you haven't heard your story get picked, feel free to submit it again. You can submit as much as you want. Please don't spam, though. You know, like, be judicious about it. Like, write in weekly or something, you know? Anyways, we're getting our next call. Hello, and welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. What tea or secrets are you calling in about today?
It is actually petrifying, the tea that I have. I hope you're sitting.
Oh my God, I wouldn't be recording this standing. That's fucking crazy. I'm not like one of those like startup freaks who's at a standing desk. No way.
Okay, so I won't keep you too long. We'll do a long story short.
Love.
So about 8 years ago, I had a dog and she unfortunately passed away. I had to put her through several surgeries. So someone I went to high school with decided to attack me online for starting a GoFundMe page in the past for one of her surgeries. So anyways, fast forward to 4 years after that, I find out that the very same person murdered their own dog. Fast forward a bit more, literally trains canines and has a business in the city that I live in.
Honestly, who gives a shit about the business? What the fuck?
Yeah. literally kind of shaking talking about it, not gonna lie.
No, like,
because I actually have a written copy of his journal that his ex-wife shared with one of her friends, who then became a roommate of my best friend.
I don't even follow that chain of gossip, but I'm so happy it happened.
I know.
I don't follow who told who and who had the proof and like the receipts and the timeline and the screenshots and all of that to end up in your lap. That's some fucking Destiny Hope Cyrus right there.
Absolutely. So I'm like pondering, I'm like, okay, this is like years ago. Do I do something like morally me? I'm like, yes, absolutely. But then part of me is kind of like, do I just look like the spiteful person? Because in the past he would attack me, and you know, him and his wife actually at the time were both going at me about my dog. And mind you, my dog had passed.
But what were they saying about your dog? Like, I can't imagine. Here's the thing, I mean, that I think bleeds into every facet of digital social media kind of bullshit these days, mm-hmm. is that, like, you can see something, disagree with it or not like it, and hold your breath, because I know it's shocking. Keep on moving about your day.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, listen, if I see a GoFundMe and I'm like, oh, I don't think, like, that's a little ridiculous. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on moving. These people who, like, make it their life work, like, and it's because your dog had needed to have surgery?
Yeah. So I'm from Canada, and I don't know what it's like in the States for vet bills, but I'm sure expensive. So just... so anyways, yeah, it was crazy expensive. She unfortunately had to go for several surgeries for like a stomach intestinal tract issue, whatever.
Oh, honey, I mean, you are speaking to someone who fucking gets that one. Wait, but what was this bitch saying about you and your dog?
Okay, so eventually, like, I did a GoFundMe in the past for one of her surgeries and didn't really hear anything about it. Like, no negativity, of course, because people aren't awful, so you think. So it was fast forward, because my dog only lived a year and a half. So fast forward to when she actually passed, I posted about it. This is back in 2018. I posted about it as like a Facebook status, and his wife commented with an angry emoji. So I had went to high school with them and was actually really good friends with both of them. So I messaged her privately. I was like, hey, don't know if that was a mistake. Did you mean to send that? And then she went off on me saying, if this was a child, like a human child, I would be charged with negligence. I deserve to go to jail. Like, she doesn't know my story, doesn't know the history with a dog that I paid for several vet visits, behavioralists, retrained, recreate trained. It was a golden retriever. Like,
girl, you don't need to explain all this. Like, you don't need to explain what you've done for this dog. Like,
exactly. And like, I knew that, but that's how they were making me feel. And I was like shocked, because they were my friends from high school. So I'm like, what?
But also, like, I think this person is an actual nut job piece of shit. But I will say, I do respect the fact that they posted about it publicly. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So now they're divorced, and he was also coming at me because I was responding back to his wife at the time that she was attacking me. And my sister's a paralegal. So my sister went all paralegal on her ass and said, stop harassing my sister. So he felt the need to then step in and start harassing me as well. And I was like mortified. I blocked them both, moved on with my life, the grieving of the dog, whatever. And then I find out this evidence comes into my lap of his journal talking about how he murdered his dog.
I could write a whole fucking thesis about how I don't understand how someone could do such a thing.
Yeah, I don't have family gossip. I don't have like the juicy, cute stuff. This is something more of like the traumatic side that you maybe didn't ask for. But it's so insane. This is the only podcast that would want to hear this, I feel.
Yeah, either that or like PETA. But I mean, I don't know if anybody really wants to call into that.
Mm-hmm.
But did you do anything with this information? Like,
I don't know what. I feel like an awful person for not doing something. But I'm also kind of scared to do something because I own my own business. And I just don't want them coming after me. Morally, I get why the internet would be like, how could you not? and like just in general, like how could I not?
No, but the peace of mind is like priceless. Like just to have it be.
I'm wondering if there's a way I can like anonymously do it.
Yes. Oh my God. Hey, we found this journal and we found that it belongs to. Oh, girl, like I'm about to connect with you after this to like work out a fucking rollout or something. I'm like, let's do it.
I'm all for it. I'm all for like protecting animals and people, honestly, in general. So if there's a way that I can maybe do it anonymously, because like I have screenshots, so I don't know what if that's really considered good evidence, but it's something. Like he runs a whole business in the city that I live with, and he takes care of people's animals and trains them for a living. So yeah. And he walked into my old job when I was at the front desk and he was taking his shoes off, and I literally sprinted to the back because I couldn't believe he was just roaming the streets.
Oh my God, he trains other people's pets. That is so scary.
He does. Yeah.
Wow, this was like hot fucking tea that's like almost a little too hot to drink at all. Wow.
Too hot, yeah.
Wow.
Very hot.
Very hot.
But
like
I really appreciate this. Like it was kind of low-key nice for the first time me ever talking to you, which has been one of my dreams. In my brain, I'm like, oh, me and Chris Clemens could be best friends. And now this is like...
And now you told me about this psycho in your town. I mean, look at us.
Yep.
Just off to the races.
Yeah, America's a dumpster fire. Well, same with Canada.
I mean, yeah, I can't think about it. I just...
I'll say it. That's okay.
Yeah, you say it. Not me, who would die to be in Canada right now.
Fair enough. I guess I can't be complaining.
I feel like the craziest thing happening in Canada is the fact that Justin Trudeau is with Katy Perry. Like,
exactly.
That is like barely even the tip of what's happening here.
We really got to pick our battles here. Yeah, absolutely.
We really do.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, thank you for being a part of today's episode. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Say hi to the dogs for me. Oh my God.
Oh, I will. Okay. I will.
Protect all them.
All right. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Bye.
Y'all, like, there's what the fuck? And then there's what? The literal fuck vibes. Did we just hear? I really have to give it to y'all. You really know how to make a bitch feel mundane. I mean, maybe if I hadn't smoked so much weed, I'd remember more of these. But like, I just don't think I recall anybody ever killing dogs in my town. Like, I feel like that would be one I'd remember, you know? But maybe not. Who knows? What I do know is we have our next call. Now, before we carry on with the rest of today's episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsors. Y'all, I have incredible news, and that news is that I have cut down in spending on unwanted subscriptions, and that is all thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. I feel like everything nowadays is a subscription, and I mean, I personally cannot keep track of them all to the point where I was spending hundreds of dollars a month on stuff that I literally didn't even know I was using. Now, thanks to Rocket Money tracking subscriptions, I finally had the ability to cancel all my unwanted subscriptions right in the app with a few taps, which saved not only so much money, but so much time. Also, there's something about being 32 and I just really want to be better with my finances. And with Rocket Money, I'm actually able to set budgets and goals, as well as get personal insights and regular like reports of my spending and what I can be doing better. And like, listen, I'm not somebody who is good with numbers, and everything on the Rocket Money app is just so easy to understand and digest. So let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. You can join at rocketmoney.com/Clemens. That's rocketmoney.com/Clemens. Okay, guys, you know what time it is. We're giving away a ton of vibrators from Balesa. Why? Because they're amazing. Now, if you don't know Balesa, they're a by women for everyone company redefining sexual wellness. Their whole mission? Empowering you to embrace, explore, and celebrate your pleasure. Now, the girlies at Balesa sent us a ton of new toys, including their new game-changing Silent Collection, and our minds are blown. Yes, the rumors are true. Balesa just launched their first ever silent vibrators. The brains at Balesa created what they call whisper tech. And somehow, don't ask me how, they made a full power, all the right spots hitting, no noise making lineup of toys. The Whisper collection includes Whisper Vibe, Whisper Rabbit, and Whisper Bullet. So there's a toy for whatever spot you're trying to hit. These things are somehow so quiet, but so powerful. Honestly, this collection is insane, and it's one that you really have to see it but not hear it to believe it. And I say all of this because, of course, we had to hook you up, so we're doing a giveaway with Balesa where everyone wins a free spicy toy. Yep, you heard that right. A fully free Whisper Vibe or a free rose suction toy with any Whisper order. You know that viral rose-shaped suction toy that's all over your Instagram feed. Retails for $99, but you get it free. Simply iconic. And that's simply iconic. All you gotta do is click the link in the episode description or head to bbvibes.com/Chris. That's bbvibes.com/CHRIS. The Whisper Vibes will stay completely silent, but the big question is, can you? If you didn't know, most companies overcomplicate things on purpose. The more confusing a product sounds, the easier it is to justify a higher price, and that's especially true with mattresses. However, Ghostbed takes a different approach. Ghostbed is a family-run company with more than 20 years of mattress-making experience. Their background is in manufacturing, not marketing, so the focus stays on the basics that actually matter: high-quality materials, construction, and consistency over time. Every Ghostbed mattress is designed to stay comfortable night after night with durable foams and built-in cooling, which is the best part, to help regulate temperature while you sleep. And with Ghostbed, it's not about flashy features or buzzwords. It's about building a mattress that holds up and feels good long after the first few weeks. Another thing I absolutely love about them is that they keep pricing straightforward. Ghostbed mattresses are priced up to 50% less than comparable brands, largely because they don't stack unnecessary markups into the product. You're literally paying for how it's built, not how it's advertised. Every mattress comes with a 101 night sleep trial, an industry-leading warranty, and fast and free shipping. Plus, right now, they're giving the Chris vs. the People listeners an extra 10% off site-wide. All you have to do is just go to ghostbed.com/Clemens to see all of Ghostbed's winter deals and use promo code Clemens at checkout. That's ghostbed.com/Clemens. Code Clemens. Some terms apply. See site for details. And with that being said, we've got some more secrets to dive into, and let me tell you, they are juicy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you by chance hi?
I have tea that I really need to get off my chest, so I'm so glad you answered.
Oh my god, what tea do you have?
So I'm in like kind of like a triangle best friendship, you know, there's like three of us.
Yeah. Is it like, does a triangle best friendship mean like there's, you guys are into each other, or it's like one likes the other more than, and like so on?
No, we're just, it's a, there's just three of us. I was thinking like three points of a triangle, I guess.
Totally.
So one of my best friends started seeing her car mechanic, who is best friends with the other best friend.
Okay.
Who is married with a child.
Ah, okay. I was wondering where the car starts to steer off the road, and we have gotten there. So one of the best friends in this trio is seeing one of the other best friend's best friend who's married with a child, correct?
Correct. And when she told the other best friend about it, she basically freaked out on her and was like, this is messy as fuck. I don't support this. On and on and on.
Which, might I say, I'm on her side. I agree. How far along into seeing the mechanic slash best friend's best friend did they go until the best friend came clean?
Oh, it was one hookup. Like, it was like right away, I'm telling you, but not thinking the friend was going to react the way they did.
Oh, oof. Okay.
Yeah. So fast forward, she's like, you know, no, you're totally right. This is messy. 3 months went by. we're sitting there drinking at the table, and she goes, I have to tell you something. This is the one that hooked up with the mechanic.
No, I don't think she does have to tell you anything. I think she really doesn't need to tell her anything.
She says, we've been seeing each other for 3 years. We said I love you already, and I've been keeping this a secret from everybody. Everybody. And now I'm in a position where I'm like, wait, okay, if I withhold this information from my other best friend, and she it's all so messy, Chris.
Wait, the friend who's doing this only told you and not the other point of the triangle?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know. And like, I'm in the worst position ever because, hello, like, oh, someone's gonna be mad.
I mean, how do you, like, if, like, you aren't on trial, like, it's just us two talking, how do you feel about it? Like, are you just like, that's messy, but like, I still see you the same? Or have you like seen this friend differently? Like, how do you feel about it between the two of us?
I think she's moving messy also. She's recently divorced within the last year, has a kid, like just graduated cosmetology school. Everything's been super stressful.
Jesus, she's a busy bitch. Damn.
Yeah. I don't think she's moving properly, and I think she likes the attention, but like, you know,
she has a child and she's doing this. Oh my God. Is this messiness like a deal breaker for you with the friendship?
I'm getting to that point, and like, I've already kind of cut her off a couple times for things. But like, you know, when you just love someone and you can tell they're just spiraling because of life.
Do you think there's a world where you sit down with the girl and you're just like, hey, this behavior is actually not like, because I do feel like you have to at least convey your message once before you just like cut off. Obviously, certain circumstances don't apply, but like,
yeah,
I feel like if you guys have that good of a history, you have to at least be like, girl, this is bad, like really bad, and like, I can't support this. Like,
well, you know, she says that he's planning to leave the family to be with her and they're gonna fall happily ever after, and I'm like, girl, if you got him like that, you're gonna lose him like that.
Well, also, we've all seen the Housewives of Atlanta, okay? Kim Zolciak and Big Papa. It doesn't fucking work out.
No, I know. And like, she's just living in this world. And now I'm sitting on this information being like, if my other friend finds out that I know this, they're going to be pissed at me. Like, you're putting me in a horrible position right now.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that aspect of it.
So I'm like, let's tell Chris Clemens because...
No, and then you should send them this episode and be like, this is so funny.
This is my coming out story. Thank you. This is how they're both going to find out.
And like, now I'm in the middle of it too, which like I kind of love because it's from such a distance. But like, am I stirring the pot a little? Maybe, probably.
Well, then maybe you should give them a message right now within this message.
You know what? If you send this to them and tell them to subscribe and wherever they get podcasts, I will give them a message. Girl one, who's f***ing the mechanic for 3 years, what we are gonna do is not. That's crazy behavior. You have a child that could be using that sort of maneuvering and attention. And you also told your friend that that is messy and kept the secret from her. That's not being a good friend. That's weird behavior. That is weird behavior. And then if you're the friend who... this is happening to, oh girl, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're finding out this way. A bumbling idiot who like you probably never even heard of.
Oh no, that friend knows exactly who you are.
Oh, well girl, it's time to know exactly who the fuck you are. Can I get a name?
I'm clapping with my nails. I don't know if you can hear them.
I cannot. All I hear is my stomach rumbling, which is so mortifying, but wow. Oh my God. Thank you for sharing this tea. Like, this was gaggy.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sitting on this tea right now.
How long have you been sitting with this tea?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So it's still pretty fresh.
Yeah, but like that's still a long time to not tell your friend something that I talk to all day long.
No, 100%. But I mean, it's definitely not 3 years of not telling your friend something. So like, I think you can catch a break on that one.
Yeah, I hope so.
This is crazy and messy and I love it. Not for your friend, but like, I just, as a bystander, like, yeah, I'd watch this season unfold.
Yeah, I'm watching it like live HD right now.
Wow. Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck. What are you going to, are you going to tell your friend?
Oh, this episode, right to them.
Oh, that wasn't a bit. That was real.
That was real too.
Oh my God. Okay, got it. I am officially, put the stamp on it, notarizer, a part of this nightmare.
Yup.
Wow, thank you so much and fuck you for involving me in this.
You're welcome.
I am wishing you luck after they hear this.
Thanks. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. I'm rooting for you, girl. I'm worried.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I never know what to expect when we open the phones. And wow, bitch. I don't know why I hear my stomach grumbling because we are being fucking fed today. All right, we're getting our next call. Hello, and welcome to Chris vs. the People.
Hi, Diva. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling in. What tea or secrets do you have?
Okay, so I'm here with my coworker. We are...
Wow, you came as a duo. You have a witness for this. Fuck yes. Oh, my God.
I literally go, do you know Chris Cummins? I said, he's doing calls right now. I said, can we call him and tell him your story? So... this is her story, but...
honey, it's her story and history.
Absolutely, Diva. Okay, so we are case managers, social workers in Iowa, so Godspeed to us.
No, I was just... you said it best.
Yes, we work with the mentally ill and the people who use drugs, and we love it, Diva.
Wow, and you are talking to someone who is mentally ill and uses drugs. So look at this full circle moment.
Get on Iowa Medicaid and you can enroll in our program.
I'm okay, but thank you for the offer. Now, what's your friend's story?
Okay, so she, unfortunately, in this line of work, has run into an old friend of hers. So again, we work at a drop-in center. People can kind of come in whenever. And unfortunately, a current client at our center used to engage in fornication with my coworker and friend.
Are you reading like a civil lawsuit right now? That, I mean, your word choice is really incredible.
Thank you so much. I'm getting my master's degree, so I'm really smart.
Oh my God, bitch, you are mastering that degree indeed.
Yes. Yes. So that's, I mean, I feel like that was really short, but yeah, my coworker unfortunately used to fuck a person that's actively a client at our agency.
That was a very concise way of saying it, but that didn't say that you're getting your master's degree, so... Okay, I do have a question, though. Like, what was the time frame between the fornification and the becoming a client?
It was 8 years, probably.
Oh.
So a pretty long time, but not long enough. Like, unfortunately, he did recognize me and call me by name.
Ah, wow. Okay, I was going to say 8 years is definitely enough time to forget a bitch. But wow, being addressed by your government name is definitely a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. He does refer to me by name every time he sees me. It must have just been so good he couldn't get it out of his mind.
Okay, little Miss Baker with the good cookie.
Yes, and indeed. Yes, it's perfect. We love it.
Come on, corn-fed Iowans.
Yes, and you're right, and you know something about Iowa.
I do, okay? It's like I've driven through it before. Come on, cornfield.
Yes!
Wait, okay,
all
so...
all you're seeing is the corn, baby.
So what happened after all of this? Like, is that the gag, or is there more?
Well, I can add a funny anecdote. So another part of our job, like... the people that kind of interact with the clients the most, because we're case managers, are peer support specialists. Peer support are people with lived experience with mental health and or substance use issues. And one time we were telling this story with our coworkers at Team Bonding, and one of our coworkers said to my friend, you know, it's not that bad because I run into people all the time that I used to do drugs with because, you know, she used to not be sober, this coworker, and now is in recovery and helps these individuals. And my coworker, bestie, that unfortunately fornicated with a client said, but have they been inside of you? And in that moment...
No, in that moment, bestie coworker ate down.
She did. And unfortunately, one of our coworkers, other coworkers' husband is our driver and he's a pastor and did hear that. And they did leave shortly after. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
The good cookie crumbles, okay.
And it is. And it is. Can't forget it after 8 years.
Wow. I need to ask, is your job hiring? Because it sounds fun as fuck and very HR-less in your office.
Yes, we are hiring. We've got a lot of case management positions. And so if you want to come on down to Iowa, Chris.
Ah, that was the deal breaker, Iowa. I was wondering, I was like, wait, this does sound really nice. Ooh, no disrespect to my Iowans, but that is an Iowa-lose.
Yeah, it's an I lose, so that's okay. We won't take it personally.
No, and you shouldn't, because you guys, I mean, I want to party with you guys for some reason. You sound fun as fuck.
Yes, it's lit.
Are you guys at work currently giving this tell-all interview?
We're sitting on what we call the casting couch.
In our
office.
Okay, well, you can't say that after your bestie coworker fornicated with a client.
It's no one's fucked on the couch that we know of.
That we know of is like the biggest asterisk in asterisk history. Sorry, herstory.
Herstory. We call it the casting couch because unfortunately we work for, as you may have guessed it, a nonprofit. And we're in a really shitty building with no walls and no offices. It's just a big giant warehouse. It actually used to be a Dollar Tree. And we have like no staff areas, and our break room is like right off the bathroom and is dungeon-like. So they brought couches back here, but it's just a black couch in front of a plain white wall. So we nicknamed it the casting
couch. No, I mean, that is a casting couch TM.
Yes. It is. And wow. As far as we know, no one's fornicated on it. So, yeah.
That you know of.
That we know of.
And that's tea I'm expecting you to call back in with at a later date.
Don't worry, Diva.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Thank you, Diva. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I love a girl group. Like, that was so simple and yet so fun. And so, thank God that hasn't happened to me. Although, no, that's not true. There was one time when I lived in New York City, like before I moved to LA, and someone I had hooked up with from like Tinder, I would take Uber Pool. If you don't know, maybe they still have it. I have no idea. But there was a thing called Uber Pool, which basically, if you and someone else was going like along the way, you would basically have a stranger in a car with you. It was a mini bus, essentially. Like, I'm going home from work and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to an Uber Pool. We're like, go in. We stop in the West Village. And then all of a sudden someone gets in. I'm like, listen to my music. I look over and it's literally someone I hooked up with on Hinge. And then unmatched from. So not my best moment, but I kind of see it. That wasn't to the level of the call we just had, but like, I definitely feel you on that one, and it's never fun. Alrighty, we are getting our next call. Hello, and welcome to Chris vs. the People.
Oh my God, hello, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What tea or secret are you calling in about?
Well, I do have a secret. I mean, I don't... It's kind of dumb, I think, but it's kind of a work secret.
Okay, I love it. I mean, just the fact that it sounds like you're in like the cleaning closet at work with a work secret, I'm like living for this whole delivery.
I don't work there anymore, but it was my first and I kind of hope my last office job.
Okay.
So it was a like a medical durable medical equipment company. So we kind of worked for like hospice patients and things like that.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of going into it, I was nervous because there was a lot to learn. There was a lot of dealing with insurance, which I was not prepared for.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. I barely want to deal with my own insurance. I can't imagine having to do it for like my job.
Oh no, not me either. And even I just turned 26 like a couple months ago, and being kicked off my dad was
it's a grim day. No, it's a bad day.
Oh, it was just, I got kicked off my insurance and then I immediately caught pneumonia. So that was fun.
Ugh, that is like literally how it always fucking goes.
Always. Anyway, so I was learning all this information and all of this insurance and all this stuff. So I would just get really, really anxious, like before I'd have to come into work. So I would stupidly bring my car with me and just be like, you know what? I'll just sit in the bathroom every once in a while. Terrible idea.
Why? What happened?
Oh, because I would just get, I would confuse myself even more. I'd be like, wow, I'm really stressed out. The pen.
Oh my God.
Even worse.
Did you ever get caught?
I think there were suspicions, but no one ever actually accused me of it. No.
Everyone's like, wow, the bathroom's always really loud after you leave.
They're like, why is there a ghost in the bathroom? What's she doing in there?
I mean, I always marvel at people who have like normal jobs or jobs that aren't mine or like super creative and get stoned, because like I remember when I worked as like a dishwasher or like at a, oh my God, the fucking college phone calling alumni asking them for money for the college. Like I can't imagine being stoned in those scenarios. Like that seems like a fucking nightmare. Like now that I work for myself, it's like even sometimes when I go on set for something and I'm like a little stoned, I'm like, oh my God, am I a delinquent? Do they know? Like, I feel so bad. I can't even imagine doing that at like an office.
And it was a really small office as well. Like this was not like a huge corporate thing. It was me, a supervisor, and about maybe two other employees as well as our boss.
Girl, what the fuck?
Yeah. My boss owned it. It was family owned. It was tiny.
Girl, you're crazy.
Yeah. And there was a couple different times where, oh, my dog is having a whole fit. Okay, I'll let you out. There was the one time where I kind of had a little bit to just kind of relax and stupidly went on Indeed at that job and then forgot to delete the history, and my boss found out and was not happy.
Okay, wow. The never have I evers are about to get really specific. Never have I ever gotten stoned and looked for another job at my job and then not cleared the fucking internet history. What did your boss say to that? Like, so you're unhappy here?
He was pissed.
Yeah.
This is the thing, too, is like he never handled it himself. He always had the supervisor handle the uncomfortable conversations. And it sucked because she was so sweet and she always tried to handle it. Like by not making me feel terrible, but she was like, hey, obviously we can't do this. are you unhappy? I was like, yeah, just because I feel like I'm not catching on super well.
Well, it's because you're in the bathroom getting fucking stoned, girl. Like, what are you talking about?
The kicker too is, I left that job over a year ago now. So, my best friend who got me that job, and thank God she left as well. That's a whole other story, too. She told me that she went to the bathroom and she found a cart sitting by the sink. And it belonged to our supervisor.
Oh, okay. So the whole fucking joint is high. No pun intended.
The whole place is high. Everybody in that bitch is getting high.
Oh, my God.
Such a mess.
It's what a mess. Like, not everyone can be high. That is, like, the important thing to note, okay? Like, in a group, there's got to at least be one not stoned person.
I will give my friend props. She was never high. She is sober.
That you know of? Maybe she's got a secret. Maybe she's going to call in next.
God, I hope not. Oh, my God.
That would be incredible.
But that job was a mess, and I'm so glad that is over.
No, I don't blame you. That sounds rough, but I don't feel like you made it any easier for yourself.
No, I really, self-sabotage is apparently like my favorite thing ever.
Well, girl, get in line, because same. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Chris.
That was such a cute, wholesome, yet insanely not wholesome little secret. Like, I got high at work, hee-hee, and looked for another job, hee-hee. And then my boss found out that I did all that, hee-hee. But it turns out he was also high, hee-hee. Like, I loved whatever Alice in Wonderland little anecdote that was. All right, we're going to take one more phone call for today's episode, and then we're going to head on over to the Chris vs. the People after show. Oh, and would you look at that? We are getting our final call. Hello, and welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing.
I don't think I'd be getting
home. Oh my God. I'm doing great. Thank you. What secret or tea are you calling him about?
Oh my God. I am already embarrassed from this one. So I am calling in about throwing up on my boyfriend's dick like twice.
Okay. And I was wondering, is this last call going to be a wild one or a mundane one? And I have my answer. Okay, so tell us about it, girl.
Oh my God. Where do I even start? I don't know. I thought I had it, and I guess I didn't. I guess I just didn't.
How long had y'all been dating at that point of throwing up on said dick?
Good question. I think like 6 years.
Oh, you were deep into it, the same way he was deep into your throat, apparently. Oof.
Yeah.
Did he have a big... Huh?
I would probably say average.
Okay, so like six?
Yeah, I don't have a good reference, to be quite honest, but...
Oh, okay. You're like, I don't use the metric system or the U.S. system.
Huh. No, I just use my pinky.
Did you... Did you, like, go out and drink before this or, like, eat something?
No, I was actually just high, but not even that high.
Oh, my God. Wait, you suck high?
Well, I'm always high, so it's no difference.
Do you not have raging cotton mouth?
I did this morning, but no, not at the time.
You're like, this morning's head was a little dry, but at the time it was a slip and slide, Chris.
Pretty much.
So what caused you to vomit? Like, it just hit the little dangly thing in the back of your throat and that was that?
Pretty much. It hit the button and it was all over from there.
And then, so like, I hope that this never happens to me. Walk us through, not like walk us through it, maybe like jog us or jazzercise us through it. Like,
yeah.
Was it like a lot of throw up?
No, what the crazy part is, other than throwing up.
Yeah, it was a...
I don't think he even noticed because I caught it like in my mouth. That's the grossest part.
That is indeed the grossest part. Okay, so you like threw up on his, but it like didn't leave your mouth.
Pretty much.
Wow. I mean, I will say I have been in a similar boat before where like went out, had a steak and fries and a glass of wine, well, two glasses of wine, and then did the deed, and I thought I was going to... I did throw up in my mouth a little. It is... Oh, my God, wow. I love that you just pulled this out of me. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for answering. I didn't think you would.
Well, I mean, how could I miss hearing out about this? Wow.
Oh, my God.
Go off with your bad self. Are you guys still together?
Yeah. I'm actually waiting for him to get home, so...
Aww, you're just waiting for him to get home and telling a really cute romantic story. That is beautiful. Love does win, guys. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye. Damn. I don't know why I shared my little anecdote. Now that I think about it, it wasn't even that much. Like, I felt it come up, and then I was like, no, we're not throwing up right now. But, like, that's why I asked if they ate something or drank beforehand, because, like, I know, like, when I've been really full and something hits back there, it's like, oh, I'm vomiting. Like, that's just how the cookie is crumbling. The good cookie in Iowa is crumbling. Alrighty, we have reached the end of the episode, and I really need to get to the after show on Patreon, because nothing I say is... is what I want to be public facing. So Godspeed. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to give it 5 stars and rate it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps us out tremendously. And if you haven't subscribed to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts, we have video episodes up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVersThePeople. And if you're not heading over to the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon, I will see you next week. Adios.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.